4 with Nicole Dyer. 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
If you were listening to Byrne on Brekkie this morning, you would have heard this question asked. Will there be a $3 billion high-rise casino theme park development on the Spit? According to a News Limited report, James Packer's Crown Resorts will operate the casino and Chinese ASF Consortium will build the residential and office space. SeaWorld would also double in size. The project would include three towers, seven restaurants and a bridge linking the Spit to Southport to help manage traffic congestion. Dr. Steve Gratian from Save Our Spit had this to say on Brekkie with Byrne.
We know over a year ago a process deed was signed, and that was referred to in the article, and we know that took place over a year ago, and that process is for ASF to put in a preliminary detailed plan so that the government could have a look at what they were actually offering to assess it, to see if it does go to any further stage. So we knew that existed, but the report yesterday said that the Premier and the Deputy Premier and Minister for State Development signed off on it last week. Well, we believe that to be untrue.
If indeed any of the plans are accurate, so it's very difficult to have this conversation in a way, but supposedly SeaWorld doubling in size, high rise, very, very high rise on the Spit with a casino development in there, supposedly being run by Jamie Packer's Crown Resorts. What kind of development, and I know you're not completely anti-development, what kind of development would you like to see of the Spit?
We've always said that no development north of SeaWorld Nara, that's Doug Jennings Park Marine Stadium, no development north of the current Sheraton Hotel on the eastern side, that's Phillip Park and Federation Walk Wildlife Conservation Park. We know there are unallocated Crown land parcels south of SeaWorld and south of Mariner's Cove. We've always said that that should be sustainably developed within the theme of maritime, low-key, recreational and tourism activities as already exists with the current hotels and theme park there.
Dr. Steve Gratian from Save Our Spit. With you this morning, Queensland's State Development Minister, Anthony Lynham. Minister, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Nicole.
Are reports that your government signed a process deed with ASF correct? And if so, when exactly did this happen?
Nicole, to your listeners, no decision has been made on the development of the Spit by this government. The only process deed signed was one over a year ago, and that was really for ASF just to prepare some plans. That's the only process deed that has been signed. So the article in the paper about all these signing and signing off for this deal is incorrect.
So where exactly are you at with this project? What things are you weighing up at this stage?
Well, as I said before, it's important to note, Nicole,
I know that no decision's been made. I fully get that. And I will keep repeating that because I know I can hear the frustration in your voice. But you've got to understand, from our point of view, is this a strategy from someone to leak information out there so that we start talking about it, so that it gets a bit more momentum? Because according to this article, a master plan for this project expected to go to cabinet before Christmas. I mean, you don't make this stuff up.
These plans that people saw were not released by government. I can tell you that right now.
Does it concern you that there could be someone else? Yeah, does it concern you, though, that someone else may be leaking this in order to, for their own means?
Nicole, there's a vast array of paperwork that's been considered by myself and my department as we progress this forward for government. So there's a whole raft of paperwork out there regarding ASF and their plans for this bit. Remember, Nicole, this is an extremely sensitive part of the Gold Coast. We are a government of consultation. We are a government that has to get this right, and we are taking the community with us. I was down there for a community cabinet meeting at the Gold Coast. I heard loud and clearly what the community wanted, and they want a sensitive development proposal on the Spit, and they need to be consulted, and we are offering and we are giving the community consultation.
In what form? And I was at that cabinet meeting, so I know exactly where you're coming from. There was a lot of passion. In fact, most of the people there were against any major development on the Spit. They were very passionate that it was going to be the right type of development. So we hear the word consultation. Can you put it into practical terms for me? How can people have their say, which is but essentially, where are we at with this project so that they can have their say?
Well, this project is still within my department. It has to be presented to government as a whole, Nicole. So after it's presented to government as a whole, then will be time for community consultation. And this government is on, we have a strong and proud record of being able to consult with the community and reach decisions that are appropriate for every area involved with these developments. You simply have to look at the Queen's Wharf development, how we had a fantastic development happening on the north bank of the Brisbane River and taking the people of Brisbane with us with that. And that's a great development that people are very happy with. Now, we have to achieve the same aim at the Gold Coast, but it'll be a very, very different development of the Gold Coast. What the Gold Coast want on that area of the Spits can be very different to what the people of Brisbane wanted at Queen's Wharf, and we respect that.
Can you just, for people who are just trying to catch up in their minds where everything's at, I gave a little bit of a description at the start, a $3 billion high-rise casino theme park development on the Spit. Is that the exact proposal that your government is now poring over?
Nicole, there are a number of proposals produced. There are a number of different plans produced that we are considering at this present time.
So just to clarify, one of the papers on the weekend, there was a suggestion that work would be underway on this process in project in March. Can you categorically state on this program that that is not the case?
Nicole, we are considering a number of detailed proposals. And no decision has been made. I hate to keep harping on it, but no decision has been made and no decision will be made until the community has been consulted.
How much pressure, though, are you receiving from those who have a vested interest in that, for example, James Packer's Crown Resorts and also ASF at this point?
Nicole, I can answer that in surprisingly very little pressure, because I have been telling them that since the process deed was signed, my mantra has been that you are being given the opportunity of a development on an extremely sensitive part of the Queensland coastline, and you have to treat this with sensitivity. And so they understand this, and they know that any development proposal they produce will be up to full public scrutiny.
So what things are your government now weighing up in relation to this proposal? Well, you've got it before you. I know you've got plenty of options, as you've just explained to me, but what things are front of mind for you, given how sensitive this parcel of land is?
The main thing that I want to reach with this development proposal, Nicole, is to reach something that the people of the Gold Coast are happy with.
But there are a lot of people who don't want any development in this area, so you're not going to please everybody.
One has to always try to reach that consensus, Nicole. Sometimes it's difficult to reach, but this is a government of consultation and consensus. Yeah, and also, don't forget, we're a government of promoting jobs as well. So, yeah, but I believe we can achieve this, and that's why we're still in government looking at these proposals. No decision has been made and the community will be consulted.
Okay, so can you give us some idea as to when the community will be consulted and when a decision will be made?
Well, as soon as government has looked at the plans and looked over the vast amount of information I have, then the community will be consulted regarding this.
And this development, of course, married with the proposed Sunland development, that is a lot happening in an area that's already choked on a sunny Saturday. Can you understand why people are nervous?
I can understand completely because, as in the community cabinet, people were telling me it's a very sensitive area. There are traffic issues there as well. So it's a difficult area to have a residential development, a casino. All these are quite difficult. But I'm sure that we can achieve development there, we can provide jobs, and we can respect that this being a sensitive area and respect the opinions of those people on the Gold Coast.
Queensland State Development Minister Anthony Lynham on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. So can you rule out that work will not start in March, just to be sure? I know you say that no decision's been made, but for some reason March has been given as a date. You can rule that out?
Nicole, one would have to be a very, very efficient company to have development starting by March next year on the Gold Coast Spit, and I'm sure that even with the best of intentions, the efficiency in design and architecture design and starting works by March 2017 is rather ambitious.
Now, is the casino licence guaranteed?
The casino licence was guaranteed by the previous government. So the IRD proposal was signed off by the previous government, and we have been respecting the previous government's decision regarding this IRD process. And that's why the parcel of land, the people have to be aware that that small parcel of land that has been given for ASF to put the design forward, that is the last piece of land allowed from the previous large IRD proposal from the previous government, where essentially they were conquering over the broad border.
So you're not ruling anything in or anything out. So the $3 billion high-rise casino theme park development may go ahead, but you are yet to make a decision.
That's completely correct, Nicole. No decision has been made by this government, but I can reassure your listeners that there will be extensive public consultation regarding this proposal.
All right. Okay, but you can't tell us when.
It's still before government. Once government's processes are finished, it'll be out for community consultation.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time, Anthony Lynham, State Development Minister. Not a lot of guarantees in that conversation, I'm sorry, at this stage, but we'll certainly keep on it. And if there's any developments, we will let you know. It is-